It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
All right, so we're off and running. It is now week 11 of the high school football season. We literally have 2 weeks left before we hit the ground running come playoff time. There's a lot to be decided in these last 2 weeks. Seedings, who gets in, who doesn't at the bottom half of the region playoffs. Again, if you're not familiar with high school football, you should get yourself a jacket, join the club, because it is amazing. The way it works is all of these regions, the top four seeds, get into the playoffs, and then they rank teams. There are 32 teams that get in, and they rank teams 1 through 4 in every different bracket. And 4 plays 1, 2 plays 3, so on and so on and so on, until you have crowned a state champion through all classifications. That's in the GHSA. Now, the GISA, that gets a little weird because they don't do 1 through 4 in their region. They used to, but in their infinite wisdom, they decided they would go by the Max Preps power rankings, and that formula is more confusing than the formula that I use, which I think is pretty straightforward, for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So nonetheless, we will see how everything shakes out. We got a ton of games to talk about from last week, kind of who won what and where that put them. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so a ton of games from week 10, and we are now in week 11. We'll talk about the week 11 games here shortly. So Bradwell and South Effingham, that was essentially an elimination game, especially for Bradwell. Bradwell had to have it. South Effingham might have had a little bit of leeway. It doesn't matter. South Effingham comes away with a 26-21 win and effectively eliminates the Bradwell Tigers from any type of playoff consideration. Brunswick High traveled up to Augusta to play Lakeside, Evans, and Brunswick for the second time this season, put 60 points up on the board against somebody. They win the game 60-6. Right now, Brunswick sitting as the 2 seed. They need some help for somebody to take care of Statesboro. Statesboro beat them head-to-head. Greenbrier and Effingham. Effingham 42-17 winners over Greenbrier. So Effingham trying to position themselves to potentially grab a 2 seed, maybe a 2 seed, definitely a 3 seed, and you know, honestly, they could potentially end up a 4 seed. That's how wide open that region is. Then you've got Coffey and Houston. Houston has looked great all year. They've got a big-time matchup, I believe, against Thomas County Central coming up this week. They do down Coffey 38-21. Statesboro and Evans. Statesboro takes another step in trying to claim that region championship. They've got a big game this week. 43-20, Statesboro beats Evans. Northside and Thomas County Central. Thomas, tell me if you ever thought you'd see this. If you'd ever thought you'd see the day where Northside Warner Robins against anybody in the state, regardless of classification, did you ever think that you would see the day where Northside Warner Robins would lose a game 70-0? That is where the Eagles are. They got blown out by Thomas County Central, 70-0. Woodshedded by Thomas County Central. I got a feeling that they're probably going to be heads rolling pretty soon up in Macon, or technically Warner Robins. Wayne County and Benedictine. Wayne County went on the road, and Benedictine's really good. Wayne's not quite on that level. Might be an understatement. Benedictine 75 and Wayne 7. Now, Wayne County still has a chance to make the playoffs. We'll get into that in a minute. New Hampstead and Warner Robins. Warner Robins 34-26 winners over New Hampstead, and that kind of opens the door for Wayne County, because remember, Wayne County owns a win over Warner Robins, and so if they can beat New Hampstead, there's a good chance the Wayne County Yellow Jackets would qualify for the playoffs, probably as a four seed. Perry and Ware County. Ware downs Perry 21-14 to pretty much wrap up the two seed in that region. Ware will probably be your two. Perry looks like your three. Peach County and Bainbridge, 42-7. Peach over Bainbridge. Been a tough year for Bainbridge. Beach and Groves. Beach scored 64 points. I want to have this fact checked. Can anyone tell me, I'm talking to my staff, but if there's anyone out there that's listening, you know, on SouthernSportsEdition.com, go to our Facebook page, the Southern Sports Edition, and tell me, has there ever been a game where Beach has scored 64 points against anybody ever in the history of Beach High School football? Can anybody tell me this? I would be stunned if there was another game where Beach put 60-plus on somebody. They did against Groves. They beat Groves 64-12. Calvary Day and Johnson of Savannah, 68 rock. Calvary Day woodsheds Johnson of Savannah. Windsor Forest and the Islands in a defensive struggle. Windsor Forest 16, the Islands 14. Jenkins and Long County. Jenkins really hurts Long County's chances to make the playoffs. 49-13 winners, Jenkins over Long. Hepzibah and West Lawrence. West Lawrence 42, Hepzibah 7. Rutland and Jeff Davis. Rutland goes down to Jeff Davis 42-6. This sets up a really big matchup coming this week for Jeff Davis. They're going to be taking on Worth. Jeff Davis, all of a sudden, they've got their eyes on a potential region championship if they can find a way to get by Worth. Appling and Tattnall. Looks like Appling finally turned the corner. They beat Tattnall 49-7. Remember when all the times in the last, three or four years that I have told you, nobody, and I mean nobody, goes to Blackshear and wins in the Bears' den. Nobody does it. Chris County went to Blackshear and beat the Bears 28-16 at their place. Write that down. That's a big deal. It doesn't happen a lot. Worth 52, Bacon 14, Berrien 6, and Fitzgerald 42. Fitzgerald still hoping for some help to get a higher seed in their region. They're not out of the realm of possibilities for a potential one seed, depending on tiebreakers. Thomasville and Brantley. Thomasville 45-0. Brantley remains winless. Dublin and Bleckley. Dublin 42-19 over Bleckley. Dodge County keeps rolling 51-12 over Jefferson County. Washington County downed East Lawrence 26-14. Toombs County, you might see Toombs County in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings as they beat Savannah Country Day 42-7. Swainsboro and Vidalia, a rivalry game there. Swainsboro 35-20 winners over Vidalia. Swainsboro, a very dangerous team. They've only got one loss, and it looks like they might end up with a two seed in that region. That loss came to Toombs County, by the way. Bryan County and Jenkins County. A little bit of an upset here, at least in my opinion. I thought Jenkins County would win this game. They did not. Bryan wins 35-14, keeps their playoff hopes alive. Portal and Claxton. Portal 35-12 winners over Claxton. MCA and Metter, a game MCA had to have, and they went to Metter and they beat Metter 18-8. They've got a pretty favorable end of their schedule. Portal and Savannah is what's on deck for MCA. If they win out, MCA will make the playoffs as at least a four seed. Screven and Savannah, 40-6. Screven wins the game. Trutland and Dooley. Trutland at home, they win 15-13. Montgomery County and Hawkinsville. Hawkinsville, 46-7 winners. Wheeler beats Telfair 35-7. The Frederica Academy Knights last Friday night In the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, they clinched a region championship. Boy, Brandon Derrick's won a ton of region championships over there on St. Simon's. 28-14, Frederica beats Pinewood. That was coming off the heels of beating Bullock the week before. Bullock did rebound this week, beating St. Andrews 45-6. And Deerfield, Windsor, and Valwood. Deerfield, Windsor knocks off Valwood 21-20. And that creates some problems for Valwood in the Max Preps power rankings, because Valwood's trying to hold on to a 4 seed, and Frederica's closing that gap real fast. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Congratulations to the Frederica Knights on yet another region championship, and we'll see how things shake out in the GIS. I'm going to tell you something about Frederica. I think they're at least a Final Four team. Potentially, you know, we'll see what they do when they get there. But getting to the Final Four is always a big deal. And you never know. Once you get there, crazy things happen.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. 2 weeks left in the high school football season and a ton of big games all over the place. Camden heads to the Hog Pen to take on Colquitt with their playoff hopes on the line. Effingham scoots down I-95 to take on Glenn Academy at Glenn County Stadium with a potential 2 seed on the line. Wayne County hosts New Hampstead, and with a win, the Yellow Jackets could potentially still make the playoffs. South Effingham and Statesboro square off at Womack as Statesboro tries to take another step toward winning the region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
There was a guy that I used to do this show with, and he told me many times, actually, that that song, Billie Jean, is the greatest song of the 1980s. You say what you will. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 off of I-95 in Brunswick. Golden Isles Collision Center, 912-263-4422. Friendly, honest service. All right, so we do have one new team that is going to make their way into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's go ahead and get this situated. All right, so let's review from last week. Last week, at number 10, we had Dodge County. At number 9, we had Ware. 8 was Liberty. 7, Valdosta. 6, Pierce. 5, Peach. 4, Houston. 3 was Clinch, 2 was Worth, and the number one team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings was the Lowndes County Vikings. I will go ahead and tell you, we do have a new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And I will also tell you that we had a team fall out of the rankings. That team that fell out, taking that home loss that they never seemed to take, the Pierce County Bears are out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so at number 10 this week, falling two spots coming off of a bye, the Liberty County Panthers. They've got a big game this week. They are at number 10. At number 7, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They were there earlier in the year. They fell out. We haven't seen them for a while. They have steadied the course and made their way back into the rankings with a 42-7 win over Savannah Country Day. The number 9 team this week, the Toombs County Bulldogs. At number 8, moving up two spots with a 51-12 drubbing of Jefferson County, the Dodge County Indians at number 8. At number 7, also moving up two spots, with a hard-fought 21-14 win on the road over Perry, at number 7, the Ware County Gators. At number 6, moving up one spot, coming off of a bye, which doesn't happen a lot when teams come off byes. They don't typically move up with the way this formula is set up, but this team did this week, moving up one spot from 7 to 6, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 5, staying right where they are, holding strong at number 5 with a 42-7 blasting of Bainbridge, the Peach County Trojans at number 5. At number 4, staying at number 4 with a 38-21 over the Coffee County Trojans, the Houston County Bears at number 4. At number 3, holding strong at number 3, coming off of a bye, the Clinch County Panthers at number 3. At number 2, also coming off of a bye, but they fell one spot. So falling out of the number 1 spot down to number 2, the Lowndes County Vikings, which means our new number 1 moving up one spot with a 52-14 win over Bacon County, the Worth County Rams. The new number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Just in case you're not familiar with how this works, how you get into the rankings, how you're eligible, you must be around I-16 or south. You must be around I-75 or east. I do not pick these teams myself. There is a formula that takes in various different factors to rank these teams. Quality wins, wins and losses, who you lost to, who you beat, head-to-head, all of those things factor in to the formula for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's review. At number 10, the Liberty County Panthers. At number 9, the Toombs County Bulldogs. At number 8, the Dodge County Indians. At number 7, the Ware County Gators. At number 6, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 5, the Peach County Trojans. At number 4, the Houston County Bears. At number 3, the Clinch County Panthers. At number 2, Lowndes County. And the number 1 team again for the first time. They were number 1 earlier in the year. Lowndes surpassed them. They have re-jumped Lowndes, the Worth County Rams. The number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. A lot of games going on this week, and a lot of these teams are facing up against tougher competition with region championships and seedings on the line. So expect for these rankings to change yet again next week and the weeks coming.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adoboqueensmenufy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
Fall is in the air, and that means cooler weather, football fun, and of course, Halloween. Don't be scared. Come on into Cunningham Jewelers. All treats and no tricks. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter how spooky and no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, Aftco, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire, too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High-quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. High school football season flew by. I mean, it literally did. Week 11 games. Two more weeks of the high school football season, and then it's playoff time into November. Of course, the hopes for everybody is to be playing at least through Thanksgiving. Everyone wants that. That is the goal every time you enter into the high school football playoffs, regardless of your classification or your organization. You want to be playing through Thanksgiving. That's the goal. All right, Week 11 games. Well, actually, before we get to Week 11 games, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we at Jessup Furniture Outlet are going long. living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay, now maybe we can get to some of these games. Let's do it. All right. Week 11, Dublin on the road at Central Macon. Give me Dublin to win the football game. Jefferson County at East Lawrence. I'll take Jefferson County. Camden's got to have it. They're going to the Hog Pen to play Colquitt. Camden's got to have the game, and then they got to have Colquitt lose another one, which I believe is going to be against Richmond Hill in the season finale. Camden's got to win and get help to get in. I don't think it matters. It's tough to win in the Hog Pen. Yes, Valdosta did it earlier this year. Camden's not quite as good as Valdosta. Remember, Valdosta went to Chris Gilman, put 60 on him at home. Give me Colquitt to crush Camden's playoff dreams. Colquitt wins the game. Lowndes at Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill also hoping to win this football game. Right now, they look pretty decent as far as making the playoffs. Seeding stuff on the line here. Give me Lowndes to go to the hill and beat Richmond Hill. Valdosta at Tift. Tift has played much better this year. They're not just a pushover in these tough regions like we have seen in the past, but Valdosta goes to Tifton and gets the win. Lakeside Evans at Bradwell. Bradwell's going to be a little demoralized. Their playoff dreams ended last week, but still give me Bradwell at Ovi to win against Lakeside Evans. Effingham at Glenn. I told you earlier, a lot of playoff implications as far as seeding on the line here. Glenn Academy's at home at Glenn County Stadium. The Red Terrors have looked pretty good over the last several weeks. Give me Glenn Academy to knock off Effingham. Still hoping for that two seed for the Red Terrors. Glenn wins the game. South Effingham at Statesboro. South Effingham has had a great year. They are still in the mix for a playoff berth. This is a game that if they're going to get in, they got to have it. Meanwhile, Statesboro is looking at a region championship if they can win out. I do believe Statesboro takes the next step. Give me Statesboro at home at Womack to win. Coffee at Veterans. Give me Coffee to win the game, trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Houston at Thomas County Central. That's one of those places like Blackshear. That's a tough place to win. Give me Thomas County Central to beat Houston. Houston on the road. Northside at Lee. After what we saw from Northside, I don't think they got a shot against Lee. Lee blows them out. Benedictine at Perry. Perry hoping to throw a monkey wrench and create one of those crazy three-way tiebreakers. It's not going to happen. Benedictine goes on the road and beats Perry. New Hampstead at Wayne. This is a game that both teams need to have if they're going to keep their playoff hopes alive. The game is at JC Stadium in Jessup. Give me the Wayne County Yellow Jackets to win this game and continue a potential march toward the playoffs. If they get this game, there's a real good shot they get in, a real, real good shot. Ware at Warner Robins. This is kind of one of the reasons why. Wayne County owns the tiebreaker over Warner Robins, and Warner Robins still has Ware and, I believe, Benedictine on the schedule. Give me Ware to go to Warner Robins and win. Peach at Cairo. Give me Peach to win the football game. Beach at Liberty County. I kind of waffled a little bit on this game, I'm not going to lie. I got Liberty in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. But Beach just put 60 points on somebody. Give me the Beach Bulldogs in what would be an upset. Give me Beach to beat Liberty. Calvary Day at Groves. Give me Calvary Day to blow out Groves. Jenkins at the Island. Same thing. Jenkins rolls. Windsor Forest at Johnson Savannah. Oh, God. I don't know. Do we really care? Johnson of Savannah, I guess. Long County at Southeast Bullock. Give me Southeast Bullock to knock off Long County. The playoff dreams keep diminishing for the Blue Tide. West Lawrence at Aquinas. West Lawrence. Cook at Appling. I told you, it looks like Appling's turned the corner. They're at home in Baxley. Give me Appling to win. Pierce at Tattnall. Tattnall, be ready for a pissed off Pierce County Bear team, because that's what's coming your way. Give me Pierce to win. Fitzgerald at Bacon. Give me Fitzgerald over Bacon. Brantley at Berrien. If Brantley County's going to win a game, this is it. I don't think it's going to happen. Give me Berrien to win the football game. Worth it, Jeff Davis. This could be a de facto region championship game. I don't think it's going to matter. Jeff Davis at home, give me Worth to win. Bleckley at Ace Charter, give me Bleckley. Northeast at Dodge, give me Dodge. Swainsboro at Savannah Christian, going to be a good football game. Swainsboro gets it done on the road. Savannah Country Day at Episcopal of Jacksonville, give me Savannah Country Day. Tombs at Vidalia, boy, there's not very many rivalry games in the state that's more heated than that one. Give me Tombs to win the football game. Charlton at Brooks, give me Brooks. Turner at Clinch, Clinch keeps rolling. ECI at Claxton, a get-right game as if ECI needed it. ECI wins the football game. Medder at Jenkins County. Now all of a sudden, Medder's on the outside looking in, needing some help. They got to get this game. If that help that they may get is going to matter, they're not going to get it. Jenkins County wins the football game. Savannah at MCA. I told you, their docket is not tough to finish the season. MCA at home at the Ship in Darien. MCA gets the win over Savannah. Portal at Screven. Boy, that's a tough place to go to win here lately. Give me Screven to beat Portal. Telfair at Dooley. Give me Telfair to win the game. Give me Telfair. Hawkinsville at Troutland. Hawkinsville. Frederica at St. Andrews. St. Andrews had a tough year. Give me the Knights getting ready for playoff in the GISA. Bullock Academy and Pinewood. Both of these teams are in the same region. Both these teams have already lost to Frederica. There's no chance they're going to win the region championship. But the seeding stuff, right? All this seeding stuff in the GISA could come into play here. Right now, Bullock, despite the fact of losing to Swainsboro, would have an inside track on one of those top four seeds. Valwood at Brookwood. Valwood coming off a one-point loss. They need the football game. Frederica's closing that gap. Currently, Valwood sits at 4. Frederica sits at 5. That gap significantly closed last week. Give me Valwood to get the game, and we'll see what happens in the GISA power rankings. Their power rankings are not as good as the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings. Their rankings, be honest, sometimes to me leaves you scratching your head a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, it does to me, but not the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings. Complete sense. Mathematical. It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-thru at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Not gonna lie, last week, so I'm a Georgia fan, and I was sweating in the fourth quarter. I thought Ole Miss up two scores in the fourth quarter, that was it. I didn't think Georgia was gonna overcome, and Ole Miss had just scored at will. We'll talk about some other college games coming up this week. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. That's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. All right, so we're heading into, what is this, like week eight now of the college football season? I think that's right. All right, so number 18, South Florida goes on the road to play Memphis. Memphis is a really underrated team. South Florida's got a lot on the line. Right now, I think they would be into the college football playoff as an at-large. Give me Memphis to knock them off and crush those dreams. UCLA at number two, Indiana. Number two, Indiana. If UCLA was any better, and they've been playing better, I would pick an upset here. But I'm going to go with Indiana to win the game. This might be closer than you think. Syracuse at number seven, Georgia Tech. Boy, Georgia Tech's got to be the most disrespected top 10 team in the country. Give me Georgia Tech to beat Syracuse. 16, Virginia heads to Chapel Hill to play North Carolina. All of this craziness swirling around the North Carolina program. I take Virginia to win the football game. Number 8, Ole Miss at number 13, Oklahoma. I don't think Oklahoma is as good as Ole Miss. Ole Miss showed me something last week. Give me Ole Miss to go on the road and beat Oklahoma. 23, Illinois at Washington. Flip a coin. I think I will take Illinois to win the game. Number 4, Alabama at South Carolina. Did you see the South Carolina press conference by Coach Shane Beamer last week? He is struggling to find something positive. This is when those teams that you don't expect to win find a way to win. South Carolina is at home. They're hosting number 4, Alabama. I can't do it. Give me Alabama. I wanted to pick South Carolina. I can't do it. Give me Alabama to win the football game. Number 15, Missouri at number 16, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's at home. I'm going to pick Vanderbilt because they're at home. If this game was in Columbia, I'd pick Missouri. Vanderbilt wins the game. Flip a coin. Number 11, BYU at Iowa State. BYU showed me something last week. Okay, you got my attention, BYU. They go on the road and beat Iowa State. Oklahoma State at 14, Texas Tech. I've been telling you all along Texas Tech was for real, and of course I jinxed them. They lose a game they shouldn't have lost. They will, at home, in Lubbock, beat Oklahoma State. Baylor at number 21, Cincinnati. Cincinnati hoping for South Florida to lose and just to keep rolling. Give me 21 Cincinnati to beat Baylor. 22 Texas at Mississippi State. Give me Texas to win the game. Stanford at number 9, Miami. Miami, of course, coming off that tough loss there first of the season. Give me Miami to beat Stanford. Wisconsin at number 6, Oregon. Wisconsin has not had a good year. Give me Oregon to win at home. Number 3, Texas A&M at 20, LSU. All of a sudden, there is talk in the LSU community about moving on from Brian Kelly. He hasn't done a bad job there, but they're not winning like they want to win. Ranked 20th now. I think that they knock off Texas A&M. Give me LSU to win in an upset and beat Texas A&M to remove Texas A&M from the ranks of the unbeaten. 25, Michigan at Michigan State. Big time rivalry game. Michigan will win the game. Boston College at number 19, Louisville. Louisville was the team that beat Miami. Not a lot of respect for Louisville, but they do get this game. They win against Boston College. Number 17, Tennessee at Kentucky. Give me Tennessee to go on the road in Lexington and win. Houston at 24, Arizona State. I like Arizona State at home here. Give me Arizona State. In the SEC, the only unranked game, Auburn at Arkansas. I think Auburn's done. I told you this a couple of weeks ago after they lost to Georgia. I think that team is emotionally demoralized. I think they are broken. They're going to go to Fayetteville, and I think Fayetteville is going to be a doomsday for them, and it's going to be a doomsday for Hugh Freeze. Give me Arkansas to win the game. That will be the plug on Hugh Freeze. Cal in the ACC at Virginia Tech. Give me the Hokies to win. SMU at Wake Forest. Give me SMU. NC State at Pitt. Give me Pitt at home to win the football game. TCU at West Virginia. I'll take TCU on the road. Appalachian State in the Sun Belt. Appalachian State at Old Dominion. Give me Appalachian State. Louisiana Monroe at Southern Miss. Give me Southern Miss. Louisiana at Troy. I'll take Troy. Georgia Southern at Arkansas State. The Eagles having a pretty decent year. Give me the Eagles to win the football game. In Conference USA, we already saw Kennesaw State play a rare Tuesday game, and they beat FIU 45-26 this week in your college football games. And I think next week, if I'm not mistaken, next week or maybe the week after, the college football playoff rankings will be announced, and we'll know exactly who's going to get the hose.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com. For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Every week I like to give you what my rankings are, not the AP. This is not a formula. just what Jason Bishop thinks as far as what the teams have done in the country. And I like to give you my top 10. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so I'm going to give you my top 10, and I'm going to try and I'm not going to like blow through it, but I do want to leave myself some time here at the end to talk a little bit about the Florida situation with Billy Napier, especially how that affects going into the Georgia-Florida game with us still a couple weeks out of that. All right, so last week, my top 10 consisted of number 10, Georgia, 9 was BYU, 8 Alabama, 7 was Texas Tech, 6 was Georgia Tech, 5 Ohio State, 4 was Ole Miss, 3 was Texas A&M, 2 was Indiana, and the number 1 team I had last week was Miami. Falling out of the Jason Bishop rankings, Texas Tech and Miami. They are out. At number 10, sliding into the rankings, I've got the Missouri Tigers. Only loss they have is to Alabama. That's it. They don't have any real good wins, but if there's such thing as a quality loss, I guess they have that thing to Alabama. At number 9, you know, talk about quality losses, that's Ole Miss. Had the game won against Georgia, couldn't finish. I've got Ole Miss at number 9, the quality loss to Georgia, and of course, I think they've got a win over LSU as well. At number 8, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs. I moved them up two spots to number 8. They got another one coming up, a big one, a couple weeks. Number 7, Alabama. That win over Georgia, holding them up. The Florida State loss keeps getting worse and worse, though. Number 6, the Oregon Ducks. They get back in to my rankings, and they jump all the way to 6. From out of the rankings to number 6. That's kind of what I do. Number 6 is Oregon. Number 5, I moved them up 3 spots, the BYU Cougars. BYU proved some stuff to me last week. Big win. I didn't think they'd beat Utah, and they did. Number 4, Georgia Tech. I moved them up 2 spots. Not a lot of people are high on Georgia Tech. If the season ended today, the ACC championship game would be Virginia and Georgia Tech. Not exactly the premier matchup that the television executives are hoping for. Virginia and Georgia Tech don't care. At number 3, I've got Ohio State at number 3. And Ohio State, you look at their schedule, who have they beaten? The answer is nobody. Nana, zero. Nobody of any significance has Ohio State beaten. Eventually, they're going to play somebody. If it takes all the way to the Big Ten championship game, hopefully they'll get somebody good. Number 2, Indiana. Got Indiana sitting at number 2. Did you ever think you'd say that? Indiana, the second team in the country? It's crazy. And my number 1 team, the Texas A&M Aggies. The best resume in the country. Undefeated. They have beaten the most top 25 teams in the country. Their schedule is tough. They have navigated it and they have beaten folks. They got a tough one this week too. Number 1, Texas A&M. So to recap, number 10, Missouri. Number 9, Ole Miss. Number 8, Georgia. Number 7, Alabama. Number 6, Oregon. Number 5, BYU. Number 4, Georgia Tech. Number 3, Ohio State. Number 2, Indiana. Number 1, according to me, the Texas A&M Aggies. You've got 5 SEC teams. Half are in my top 10. 2 Big Ten teams, 1 ACC, and we've got 1 Big 12. That's what we're looking at. Excuse me, three Big Ten teams. Forgot about Oregon. That's my top 10. All right, so as you already know, Billy Napier has been let go finally after a win, right? They had already made up their mind. It didn't really matter what he did against Mississippi State. They were going to fire him going into the bye week leading into Georgia. He could have won that game 60-0, and they would have still fired him. They'd have taken a lot more backlash for it, but they'd have still fired him. Florida was up in that game. Remember, they had that game in hand, and then all of a sudden Mississippi State made this amazing comeback and had a chance there to kick a field goal to win the game, took a sack late, which knocked him out of field goal range, forced them to go for it on fourth down, which they did not get. They don't take that sack, they might beat Florida. And then, of course, you completely understand, it's not often at all, where a coach gets fired after a win. It just doesn't normally happen. It did in this case, but it was all because of everything that had gone on with the Florida Gators in Billy Napier's tenure. It wasn't just the Mississippi State game. It wasn't just the Miami game getting blown out a year ago. It wasn't just South Florida. It was just everything, the record, not beating rivals, those types of things. So I am completely on board. Frankly, I thought that Florida should have fired Billy Napier last year after game one when they got blown out at home by Miami. That would have been enough for me. I'd have pulled the plug on him then. They didn't. They gave him almost another season and a half after that. And every time he needed to win a game to keep himself from getting fired, he would find a way to win those games. If they hadn't already made their mind about the Mississippi State game, before the Mississippi State game, they were going to fire him regardless. That would have been another incident where he's on the hot seat. He's one loss away from being fired, and he finds a way to win a game. He'd have done the same thing, and then it just keeps repeating, and then he'd have lost a few games, and then they're like, oh, man, we got to get rid of this guy, and then he wins another big game. And it was just constantly with this, and Florida was never, ever going to get over the hump with this type of dynamic. Constantly around 500, he won 8 games in the regular season last year, which gave them some hope to keep him, and then this year just didn't really go according to plan. The firing of Billy Napier scares me a little bit heading into the Georgia-Florida game, and the reason that I say it is because now he's not there. You're going to have a locker room that's kind of coming together, right? They feel like, oh my gosh, you know, our coach just got fired. Let's go show them that, you know, that we can actually play. And another thing that really scares me is the wide receivers coach is now going to be the head coach, the interim head coach. The quarterback coach is going to be the OC. Now, Billy Napier has been calling plays the whole year. He's basically been the OC, and there have been some head-scratching calls that he has made. He's not there calling plays. We, as a Georgia fan, I say we, but the Georgia Bulldog staff has absolutely no idea about how these plays are going to be called, tendencies or anything like that, or what plays that this guy that's going to be calling the plays, the quarterback coach, plays that he likes to call. There's no tendencies for him because he hasn't been calling plays. The wide receivers coach who's going to be the head coach, the Georgia staff has no idea about his tendencies, how he coaches, because he's never done it. So there are a lot of unknowns for the Georgia Bulldogs heading into the Georgia-Florida game next Saturday that they don't have film on, they don't have scouting on, and so it's really just going to be flying by the seat of their pants, not just playing the Florida Gators, but playing the unknowns with the coaching staff. And, of course, the players responding to Billy Napier being fired. This game, as a Georgia Bulldog fan, it sincerely scares me. Because that Florida roster, Billy Napier, if you're going to say anything about him, he was a good recruiter. There's talent on that roster. Maybe he wasn't the best play caller in the world. Maybe he wasn't great at motivating players. I don't know. Whatever it was, he didn't win there. But dang, he could recruit. And he's got some talent on that Gator roster. They were ranked 15th in the country to begin the season. So it's not like there's not talent there. I don't think they're as deep as Georgia or their roster is as good, but it's good enough to beat Georgia with the right circumstances. So this game really scares me. And, of course, Georgia can't lose this game because of the loss already earlier in the season to Alabama, and they're trying to get into the college football playoff, and you lose two games, you put yourself on the bubble. This game sincerely, sincerely scares me for the Dogs.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. 2 weeks left in the high school football season and a ton of big games all over the place. Camden heads to the Hog Pen to take on Colquitt with their playoff hopes on the line. Effingham scoots down I-95 to take on Glenn Academy at Glenn County Stadium with a potential 2 seed on the line. Wayne County hosts New Hampstead, and with a win, the Yellow Jackets could potentially still make the playoffs. South Effingham and Statesboro square off at Womack as Statesboro tries to take another step toward winning the region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.